Welcome to a guided meditation recorded live at CDM in Everett, Washington, USA.
Well, good morning. It's good to see all of you. Going through all kinds of changes. Have you noticed that? Are you going through any changes? If you're not on planet Earth. Okay. Well, we've just recently gotten to experience is the summer solstice. It's something that's celebrated all over the world by many different people in many different ways. And one of the things I want to bring that forward for today is to validate we're on a planet of change. Do you resist change? You're in trouble because everything is changing. And there's some people that are so determined to maintain things as they are, they're having a very difficult time. So I would like to help all of us meditate today on not resisting change, allowing the summer solstice. We don't get upset because the planet changes from spring to summer to fall to winter. We kind of enjoy it, don't we? And so one of the things that we want to be aware of is the ways we don't allow that within our own body and our own lives. So let's do what we do well, and that's use our techniques. So just close your eyes and tune into you. And first of all, allow your grounding to flow. Let it flow from that energy center near the base of your spine, through the chair and the floor, and all the different layers of the earth, until it reaches the center of the earth. Allow yourself to use your grounding not only for stability, but also for release. So allow yourself to begin to release resistance that you have in your body to change. And notice if your body doesn't begin to relax, because there's change going on all around you and within you. And if you're resisting it, you're going to be in a battle with yourself. So take a nice deep breath and just let that energy flow from your first chakra all the way to the center of the earth. Use your breathing to help your grounding flow, and be aware of how important your grounding is in everything you do, everything you create. Now, you are spirit. This is something that a lot of people resist. No, I'm just my body. People have now decided to give up their seniority to what they call the mind. They've kind of substituted that for spirit or any number of aspects of the body. So I want you to be aware of you. You are spirit. You're a bright spark of the divine. You're part of what people call God. That's pretty awesome. Use your grounding to help your body adjust to you. And just allow yourself, the spirit, to come to the top of your head. You can see yourself as a bright spark of light. We are not a physical body. We're in one. Actually, you're just above one. And then allow yourself to gently come through the top of your head, right into the center of your head, and shine there inside your head. This in itself is amazing. Take some nice deep breaths again and allow your body to relax with you coming into it. Use your grounding. And be aware how important it is for you to manifest in the body and be able to function in the physical world. Your grounding is essential. I'll give you just a moment to meditate on allowing yourself to create the change in your body by simply being present within it. be aware of how your body feels. And then allow yourself to say hello, you the spirit, to say hello to your body and let it say hello to you. Coming into the body doesn't mean that you want to negate it. It means that you want to harmonize with it and work with it and have your experience in this body to learn and grow. You, the spirit, yes, spirit evolves just as bodies grow and change. So I want you to be aware of anything that you have within your system, within your body, that's causing you to resist you. I could give you some ideas, like maybe not wanting to take responsibility for all that you have so far created. Or maybe even just some of the things. I didn't create all that pain. Whoops, who did? Take a nice deep breath. Use your grounding and let go. Maybe you're resisting letting go. Oh, if I let go, then I don't know what's next. And you know human beings are all afraid of the unknown. Be courageous. Let go. And welcome what's coming next. Just as the planet lets go of the spring and moves into the summer. Take a nice deep breath. Just let go. And if you need to yawn, please do. I'm probably one of the few people talking to you who will encourage you to yawn, because it's a great way to let go of pain. Now let your grounding continue to flow. And tune into another thing that your body is resisting. If it's resisting you, that's a major issue. But what other smaller thing possibly, like a change? Maybe you have to move or change jobs, or maybe you need to clean up some things in your garage. Maybe you're resisting these things. And it doesn't matter how big or small it seems to you. The resistance will operate as a stop. Maybe you're resisting the things that are going on in the world around you right now. Things are changing so fast, and people are definitely fighting them. And fighting the people who are encouraging the changes. One of the things that I've noticed in people the most is the resistance to being responsible for your own personal creativity. I see so many people who love to find someone else to blame things on. Oh, it was my mother or my dad or my brother or my friend or whatever. Oh, yes, they're always spouses. I heard one man say one time, well, the reason you get married is so you can have someone to blame something on. Not a guy you'd want to be married to. Breathe in, breathe out, and find a little tiny bit of amusement about your resistance, and be aware that the changes of the planet are joyous. And let yourself match that. The joy of change. Allow yourself to let go of anything in the way of you enjoying the changes in your life, or the changes in the world around you. I'm going to give you a minute of silence just to release resistance to your changes. Take a nice deep breath and focus your attention into the present. Now, you may believe that things that are going on in the present are unusual. Not if you read history. I've just been reading a book about the beginning of Mohammedism and the fact that there was so much conflict and difficulty as this new concept was introduced. A whole society got the concept of one God. Major changes. Be aware of how the vibration went up at that point in time. Then, of course, you go back to the history of Jesus as a teacher, and the same thing happened. The vibration on the planet went way up, and there were so many different changes, and concepts such as love your enemy were introduced. I don't know if that's caught on yet. So take a nice deep breath and be aware the energy's going up now, very rapidly. Energy up. Major change. Actually, it's a time to celebrate the fact that you're on planet Earth because you can take advantage of this. Be aware that you are spirit. Allow yourself as spirit to focus in the present. And be aware that you have this amazing time to take advantage of. What do you, the spirit, want to learn? Want to change? I'm not talking about your body. I'm talking about you. What do you want? And be aware of what you've already created in your life. Create this change. Your body may not have liked it, but it may be very important for you, the spirit, in your learning process. Talk to your body for a moment about what you need to create and any resistance your body has to that. A spiritually focused life requires commitment and personal responsibility. All the great teachers and spiritual leaders were committed. They were committed to what they were doing. Be aware of your commitment to your changes. Oh, well, I don't like it today. I think I won't bother with it. I've seen many people come in and learn this information and then run into some painful creations and run. But they never forget what they experienced in the joy of having their spiritual awareness. Allow yourself to talk to your body about commitment to your spiritual path. To your spring and summer and winter solstice, the equinox, all the changes that are going on in your planet, your body. And allow them to move and flow and provide for you, the spirit, what you need to learn. Give up using the excuse of one thing or another. Even the techniques have been used as excuses. Breathe in, breathe out. know yourself, the spirit. Use your techniques to grow as spirit. Now let's take a moment and talk to Jesus about not resisting, about allowing the transitions through time. So just say hello to him, let yourself receive a hello in return, and talk to him a moment about this non-resistance, just allowing life to flow, allowing you, the spirit, to learn. Ask Jesus for information about the main thing you're resisting. You could be resisting your beauty, your power, your talents. We're not always resisting things we don't want. And then ask Jesus for healing, just to sit back and relax and receive a healing to help you let go of your resistance. Maybe you're resisting your next step. Healing yourself. Sharing some of your gifts with others. All the great teachers were very brave because they were willing to manifest themselves as spirit in a very physically focused world. Ask Jesus to help you do that. You would think the planet would be afraid to burst into summer. What stops us from blooming into ourselves? Again, ask Jesus for help and receive it. Thank Jesus for the healing. Allow yourself to be aware of you. Enhance your grounding. Allow yourself to shine in the center of your head. Then let's do what we do best and have our communion with our God. So create a bright gold sun above your head and allow that energy to shine into you through the top of your head, through your entire body, allowing your vibration to be neutral and non-resistant. And allow it to help you raise the vibration of your physical body so that it can be more receptive to you, the spirit, that high vibration. Then let's together as a group create a bright gold sun above the room and let it flow into the room and through the whole room and all around us. And raise the vibration here as we use this time for our communion with our God. Enhance your grounding and allow yourself to be in a neutral space as you say hello to your God. And then allow yourself to communicate with your God about accepting your growth, your changes, just as the planet flows through its changes. I'll give you a few moments of silence to communicate with your God about your growth and change, and to receive a healing to assist you. Ask you God to help you release any fear about changing. Let it go down your grounding cord. And rejoice in the change. This is a really fun planet to be on. Change, change, change. Never boring. Let's all take a moment and be grateful for all of the opportunities we have on planet Earth. And start coming back to this reality. Right here, right now. You'd like to let go of the gold energy. Welcome to do that and bring your vibration to one that's more comfortable for you and your body. To get back in present time, pat your knee, wiggle your foot. You can open your eyes, bend forward, and release some energy. If you're having trouble with changes, just be aware of the planet and the fact that it's constantly going through change. And let yourself match that and enjoy the process.
Copyright 2020 by Church of Divine Man. All rights reserved. No part of this work may be reproduced or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic or mechanical, including photocopying and recording, or by an information storage and retrieval system, except as may be expressly permitted by the 1976 Copyright Act or in writing by the publisher. You, the spirit, may develop and flourish in conjunction with the proper care of your body and mind. The information in this recording is intended to assist you in your spiritual development and to enhance, but not be substituted for, appropriate medical care from licensed health care or mental health professionals. Nor should the information in this recording be substituted for advice from your attorney or financial advisor. Neither Church of Divine Man, CDM Spiritual Center, CDM Publications, the author, nor their representatives shall be responsible or liable for injury or damages incurred by anyone as a result of reliance on or compliance with information contained in this recording.